This platform is open to all religion or non-religious denominations. Thank you. There are a few highlights of the Dalai Lama's presentation. What strikes me the most is that he is thinking outside the box. As a religious leader, when he said, religion is not important, wow, what a statement. Do you think a Pope would say that? Okay, he is someone who is breaking outside the silo of religion. As a religious leader, he is courageous enough to do that. That your religion is not important, my religion is important. Right? And having said that, so that is a breakthrough. That is thinking outside the box. That is breaking down silos. That is doing away with all barriers. And it takes a great person with great courage, especially someone in his position, to make such a statement. I don't know how many, quote, fellow Buddhists he would have annoyed. I think so. Right. So, in fact, that is the spirit of the AWE. We are here to break down silos. We are here to pursue the truth. Doesn't matter in what shape or form. So that's number one. Number two, you know, when he said, take up your thoughts, and then your thoughts will take up your word, the word becomes your action, action becomes... So the first thing is thought. He said, take up your thought. And that's what the AWE curriculum is designed to do. In the first year, the first semester, we are taking care of our thought process, our thinking mode. And I'd like to then go on to recap some of his points, which I feel are important. Well, having done away with the label of religion, then what is he preaching then? In other words, what is his value system? What does he see as a value system? Right? And as Mr. Newman said, they are common sense. They are compassion, sensibility, more detached, more loving, more humanitarian. And at AWE, we agree with all this value system. But we beg to differ on detachment. Detachment is more of an original teaching of the Buddha, which we call the Hinayana tradition. In the Mahayana tradition, after a lot of revolution and evolution over the thousands of years, we encourage engagement. We are engaged in life. We engage ourselves, we engage our fellow men, and we engage the world. Except for this detachment thing, we agree with all the value system of His Holiness, except in the Mahayana tradition, we are engaged. That is why we are here today. We engage. So this is his value system. Now, let us look at His Holiness' religious viewpoint. The first point I've already elaborated, he's breaking out of the religious silo. And then Mary Beth has already discussed with us the term destiny. He said, being happy is not a matter of destiny, it's a matter of options, right? So Mary Beth, as a Buddhist, says, no, it's choice, it's not destiny. We can change our destiny. And basically, that's what His Holiness is saying again. Right? So this is why definition, context, words are so important. In fact, in the Zen Buddhism tradition in China, the sixth patriarch says, let us not establish our teaching based on words, because words can be misleading, alright? Words is necessary for communication, but words, we have to use it with caution and a lot of qualification to tell what it means. So here, that's what that means. But the most important thing about Dalai Lama's religious view is that there's no religion higher than the truth. So what is the truth? That is what we are here to explore together. Because every religion, every sect proclaims they have the truth. Their holy book is the only book with the truth, and so on. Right? So there's no religion higher than the truth. Again, that word truth needs a lot of qualifications and exploring and definition. Okay, then let us look at the Dalai Lama's scientific viewpoint. In this presentation, he mentioned a couple of things. The universe, echo of our action and our thoughts. He's thinking big. He's thinking the whole universe. His relationship between the physical human being and the universe. Between the physics and the metaphysics. So there is a lot of scientific thought when he used these statements. His Holiness, as a Buddhist religious leader, is now also gearing up using scientific methods, scientific mode of thinking to preach his doctrine, such as the law of action and reaction is equal and opposite. It's a physical law, but then he's applying it to human relations as well, which he extends, but is based on science. And that is exactly what our AWE vision is all about. That is why we emphasize so much on using science to explain the principles behind this. And using Western philosophy, which is also a very well established system of logic, thinking, and deduction in order to expound these ancient wisdom. And most important of all, when he talked about scientific viewpoint, when he made the statement, there is no religion higher than the truth, what is the scientist's occupation? Every scientist, or every respectable or self-respecting scientist, their occupation is in search of the truth. Doesn't matter whether you're a biologist, medical researcher, whether you're astrophysicist or mathematician, whatever. You are in search of the truth. You're trying to find the truth. You observe phenomena, formulate hypothesis, test your hypothesis, modify it, gain more knowledge, test it again until you establish a theory, and then you hold true that theory for the time being, as a state of art of the truth. Now that truth may change with time, and therefore truth evolves with time. Just like when you used to think, all the heavens revolve around the earth, but now comes the scientist Galileo who says, no, the earth revolves around the sun. And the religious leader at the time say, oh, that is blasphemy. So please bring this strict mind. Because he was put to death for stating the truth. So there is no religion higher than the truth. Then when the Dalai Lama says this, he is labeling all scientists as truth seekers and therefore by definition religious people. And religious people are truth seekers, and therefore, by definition, scientists. So, again, this is why it's important we read into the lines, read into the words. Dalai Lama's heart is wide open, broken out of the thinking boxes, broken out of the religious silo, do away with the labels, and is actually heading towards uniting science and religion together, using science as the backbone, as the proof to push the religion forward, and using religion as inspiration and new ideas for science, research and development. And that's the way it should be. And that's the way I see it as the future. And that's the way the AWE vision and mission is framework upon. Any questions so far? So please feel free to raise your hand at the moment.
Yes, I have a team of office members. I work with a team of scientific researchers to search on the value of meditation and other aspects too. So actually, it looks very interesting to see how the science and Buddhism meet.
Yes, in fact, the religious practitioners, they do things pretty much the same, based on the same scientific method as the scientists would do in the lab. Except for the religious practitioners, their own body is the experimentation, and then they test and test the body, mind and spirit, and then validate it, and then they formulate the observations and progress the hypothesis, and then repeat the practice and then spiritual practice, and then they formulate a theory, and in the process they are seeking out, they are exploring the mystery of life, understanding the meaning of life, and finally living out life's value by redefining it from the experience, and that's all spiritual practices. Thank you, everyone. So, I don't know if you have visited our website. How many of you have not visited our website, the AWE website? Okay, actually most of you. So can we show the first page of our website, please? First, you will hear this lovely music composed by lovely Tammy. Thank you. And then you will see this icon. Can we go a little higher, please? Our address is simply www.awe-edu.com and you'll come here. If we go down to our icon here with the three pictures, here, I'm very bold to put an equal sign here. Buddhism equals metaphysics equals thinker. Now, so today, basically, the Dalai Lama, a Buddhist leader, is thinking like a scientist, talking like a scientist. And the scientists are truth seekers, no different from the religious truth seekers. So that equation science established. Now, in a few lessons, when we get to the definition of metaphysics, we will see that actually that equation, this equal sign, is valid. Okay. But, if you look at this, Buddhism equals metaphysics equals thinker. This is already very groundbreaking. I don't think anyone before us has put an equal sign there in this three very, very vast, apparently different human endeavors. So this is what we require ourselves to do. We have to open our heart so wide that we embrace and encompass all these human endeavors together. And this is what we're doing here at the Academy of Wisdom and Enlightenment. This is what it's all about, opening up our heart and mind. All right. Before we leave this page, let's go to the next tab, Vision and Mission. So this is the second page here, Vision and Mission, right? My presentation will just be copied straight out from here. So if you visit our website, everything is there. For Vision and Mission, our vision is to search for the truth, which is identical to the mission of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. That makes me believe a legitimate Buddhist organization. Develop wisdom and to ignite the compassion. Wisdom and compassion are fundamental words in Buddhism. all human beings through enlightenment, which is the ultimate goal of all beings. Right. So the vision is that of the Buddhist vision, or actually, by definition now, is the vision of humanity. So our mission is to design curriculum that expedites this enlightenment process and realizes spirituality. Now there are so many schools, so many religions, so many scientific books, so many theological books, so many spiritual books. There's tons in the library. It's overwhelming. Where do we start? Where do we begin? What we have done is we sat down and actually taken out all the, encapsulate all the crystallized, most important nucleus, the very essence of these schools of thoughts, and put them into a step-by-step curriculum. So that if you follow this curriculum step-by-step, you will not be like a huge puzzle, don't know where to begin. If you follow it step-by-step, it was actually easy. So far, this afternoon, everything has been easy, right? Step-by-step. We've already learned the definition of Buddhism in the New Age. We've already opened our heart to a lot of new ideas. It is important, therefore, that we don't skip class. We come to every class because every next step is built upon the step that you have to take grade 1 before grade 2, before grade 3, before grade 4, and grade 5, and so on. An analogy is, a lot of time, let's say a grade 2 student asks a question which you will learn in grade 5. Or a primary school student asks a question that belongs to secondary school. Right? It would be foolish for the teacher to answer because the student is not ready for the answer. We have to move one grade at a time. And this is the problem with soul searchers or truth seekers these days. They ask the big question. Answers are everywhere. It's in the library. But they are not ready for the answer. So they say, no, that's not the answer I want to hear. Right? Because before we ask the question, we have to know what prerequisites have we already gathered before we ask those questions. And this is what our curriculum is all about. We line it up step by step so that we make this path very easy. Alright? So truth, spirituality, these are all things. Is there a God? Does God exist? Are there ghosts? And so on and so forth. All these, we will confront these important questions. We'll hit them head on. But before we go there, before we can write a good composition, we have to learn sentence structure. Before we learn sentence structure, we need to know our vocabulary. Before our vocabulary, then we have to know some grammar before, and then before we can write words, we have to know our ABC and so forth. We start with the ABC. We don't start with, you know, writing a good poetry, right? So this step-by-step is very important. And where's the step-by-step? It's all outlined on the website of our curriculum.